sit on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today, this Tuesday, June 10th, 2025 edition. Yesterday afternoon, I got a phone call from Kyle Malin of MERS News Service, who asked me to participate in this political pundit perspective of four questions. And I said, sure, email them to me and I'll be glad to take a look at them and give you my response. Well, in looking at what's going on out in Los Angeles, California, the first question started off this way. Is what's happening in Los Angeles a riot or a protest? Well, once again, politics are more likely to dictate someone's answer to this question as opposed to the other way around. So here's some of the questions that he asked me to participate in. With President Donald Trump sending in the National Guard without California Governor Gavin Newsom asking for it, the partisanship appears to be shifting into another gear. Photos from Los Angeles, actual live news feeds showing, quote, demonstrators celebrating around burning cars, raised an interesting question for this week's four MERS pundits about who seems to be crazier in this situation, the demonstrators or Trump, for his aggressive reaction to it. Speaking of an aggressive reaction, the immigration enforcement approach that spurred the Los Angeles demonstrations, I love how they call this demonstrations. How about riots, which they're basically doing? Well, the protests in Los Angeles, could this or should this give Democrats an opportunity to score points against President Trump for his reaction to it? Also, another question they pose, Republican gubernatorial candidate John James, congressman from Shelby Township, Michigan, is allegedly raising money, but isn't doing much else to advance his name in preparation for the Republican primary nomination election that's 14 months away. At what point does the Republican frontrunner, according to polls right now, need to start being more public facing? When should he come out of his bunker? And finally, speaking about the governor's race, as well as the U.S. Senate race, are there more big-name Democrats that you think should come out and run compared to those already announced? On the governor's side, we have Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, the current Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, and Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson running for governor. For the U.S. Senate race, we have a couple of congresswomen running, and we have a state senator, Mallory Morrow from Royal Oak. Well, should the Democrats be putting up some other big-name candidates? Well, we'll get into these reactions to these questions from the four pundits. I'm being one of them. I am included in this story. So we'll get to that right after the break.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. This story by MERS News Service contacting four political pundits to get answers to four questions was conducted yesterday. Kyle Malin invited me to participate. Here was the first question. Who is looking crazier right now? the protesters in Los Angeles or President Donald Trump for his reaction to the situation? Well, according to Walt Sorg, the producer of A Republic, If You Can Keep It podcast, said it's a real battle between the two of them. But the answer depends on the constituency. If you talk to the MAGA crowd, they will love what Trump is doing, while people on my side of the aisle are completely horrified. So obviously this guy is a liberal. That being said, it looks like Trump wants a riot and is trying to do everything he can to get one. Well, another pundit, Melissa Roy of Roy Public Affairs, said crazy is a subjective term and probably really not applicable to most of the state's policymaking process. Creating chaos is completely irresponsible. Forgetting our humanity is completely unforgivable. Okay, I don't really hear an answer to the question, but who's crazier? I don't see that. Wolverine Strategies consultant Mike Radke said Trump is flouting constitutional norms in California by deploying troops to a situation that the California governor said can be handled with local police authority. Protesters have a right to protest. However, they don't have a right to damage property or threaten people. This, however, could be handled by the civil government in California. There is no need to send troops except to please the Trump fantasies. Well, Trucker Randy Bishop, owner, sales manager for the Patriot Voice Radio Network, talk show host, Your Defending Fathers, said Trump is reacting with the same level of crazy in dealing with the protesters. Peace through strength was previous California Governor Ronald Reagan's motto. But obviously the current governor, Gavin Newsom, is too weak to deal with this issue. So Trump has to step in and be the strong adult in the room, Bishop said. Next question. Do you see Democrats feeling more emboldened to talk about immigration now that Trump's administration's aggressive enforcement techniques are generating such big headlines? Well, Roy came out with an answer, said Democrats and Republicans who signed onto the bipartisan Immigration Reform Act last year in 2024 should feel emboldened. There was a solution. It was bipartisan, and it was torpedoed at President Trump's request. Now we have total chaos, opting for violence and emergency tactics because our governing bodies chose not to act in good policy. Well, Ratke's answer, using the word aggressive, is one word for it. Illegal is how most people characterize Trump's immigration plans. Watching Trump deny habeas corpus, flaunting court orders, in illegally deporting American citizens to the gulag in El Salvador doesn't inspire confidence in most Americans. Most Americans understand how essential due process is to our constitutional order, and they understand that without due process, it's a fine line between deporting undocumented immigrants and citizens that Trump simply dislikes. Well, Bishop said Democrats should start talking about immigration, but not in the terms the political left would prefer. They need to start sounding like President Bill Clinton and other Democrats from the mid-1990s when they themselves were talking about locking down the border and getting rid of excessive number of illegal immigrants in our country. Well, Sorg passed the baton to his co-host, Mark Brewer, former Democrat Party chair and Democrat attorney. I guess Sorg wasn't probably feeling strong enough on this particular issue. Said Trump's overreach on deporting immigrants without due process opens him up to a legitimate criticism about his tactics. Brewer said the United States was formed by immigrants, and today's immigrants are a great resource for the U.S. economy. We need to treat legal immigrants fairly and be welcoming to them, just as people were welcoming to my grandparents when they came to this country, Brewer said. These immigrants are strengthening our country, and they need to be accepted into our country. Did you hear what you just said, Mark? Come on, man, you're an attorney. You said legal immigrants. That's not who Donald Trump is getting rid of without, according to you, due process. These are gang members. These people are not here picking our crops. They're not here cleaning our rooms. They're not here washing dishes in our restaurants. They're not out doing construction work, working on roads, working on bridges. These are gangbangers. They're dealing with trafficking humans into the United States. The one idiot that they're bringing back from El Salvador, well, guess what? Tennessee has brought charges against him, and he's going to get his day in court, his due process, and he's going to end up being automatically two choices. You go to prison, or you go back to your old country. Third question. Since announcing for governor 2 months ago, U.S. Congressman John James has made few, if any, public appearances to advance his candidacy. When would you suggest that he emerge from his bunker? Well, Ratke said, as a Macomb County resident, James, the current member of Congress representing his district, appears to be running for governor, but his heart doesn't seem to be in it. I didn't see him on Mackinac Island, and his social media alternates between love letters to Trump and tourist videos from his purported congressional district. Maybe the drive from his new home in Grand Rapids is too long, but James doesn't seem to be making any effort outstate or even in the Metro Detroit area. Like the flyers that are appearing in businesses across the 10th district, has anybody seen John James? Well, Bishop suggested that James shoot down his James for Governor trial balloon and end his third losing attempt for high office. Bishop said James needs to stay in Congress and convince House Speaker Mike Johnson to join the U.S. Congressional Women and allow secure remote voting so he can vote from Shelby Township or Grand Rapids, the two cities where John James owns homes. Wherever he's at these days, Bishop said, that way he can watch his boys' sporting events, which is why he's truly running for governor. Well, the question reiterated for Sorg, when should James become more visible? Sorg said 3 years ago when he first was elected to Congress. Since then, he's very rarely seen out in public, hasn't held any in-person in-district town hall meetings that anybody knows about. Honestly, I'm not even sure he even lives in the district anymore. It sounds like he spends most of his time raising money, which he is admittedly very good at. Well, kind of interesting because he does not have to live in his district to be a U.S. congressman. All you have to be is a citizen of the state of Michigan. So he owns homes in both Grand Rapids and Shelby Township. Well, his family has family in Grand Rapids. And that's where I believe his wife and his three boys are living. Well, finally, Roy said the only candidate running for governor with an eye toward the general election is independent candidate Mike Duggan. Everyone else is running for their respective parties' nominations. Since James is, in fact, the leading contender for the GOP ticket, he should keep his powder dry. Last question. Is there room in either the Democratic primary for governor or the primary for U.S. Senate where another high-profile candidate should get into the race at this point? Well, as a conservative radio personality, Bishop is of the approach, the more the merrier. He said the governor's race, utilizing the splitter strategy, is already in effect, with Detroit mayor and independent candidate Mike Duggan poised to take most of the Democratic votes in the November governor's race. Adding more far-left primary candidates only adds to this dynamic. That was my answer. But I went on to say, as far as the U.S. Senate, he said the Democrats need to find a way to clone U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin as soon as possible, or Michigan will elect the third U.S. Senator from Florida as a Michigan Republican, of course, referring to Mike Rogers. That was my answer. I'm sure Mike didn't appreciate when he sees that, but basically he lives in Florida. Michigan will elect the third U.S. Senator from the state of Florida as a Michigan Republican. Lastly, Sorg said it's likely that big-name candidates in both primaries are set unless Governor Gretchen Whitmer, former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, and former U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow change their minds, which is very unlikely. Roy said she'd like to see more independent candidates across the board, including congressional as well as state legislative seats. Kind of interesting, because on the Democratic side, for more candidates to get into the race, well, they actually probably may end up being Democratic as opposed to independents. Pretty interesting, based on the fact that Haley Stevens and State Senator Mallory McMorrow are already announced in the race for U.S. Senate. It's going to be very, very interesting to see where this goes. So those were the four questions. Those were the four pundits who responded. And I appreciate the opportunity to participate. Bottom of the hour news break for hour number three. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's lead.